Philadelphia Congressman Shaka Fatah is fighting two battles these days. He's facing a federal corruption indictment, and he has three challengers for the nomination to his congressional seat in the April 26th Democratic primary. This morning at our WHYY studios, all four candidates met in a debate that you can hear tonight at 8 on WHYY. It was moderated by our senior reporter, Dave Davies, who joins me now for a taste of what went down. Dave, the big topic looming over this race is that corruption indictment against the incumbent. I've got to assume he was asked about it. What did he have to say?
Yeah, this is interesting, Dave, because the congressman is in a strange position. You know, I mean, he's presumed innocent, as is any defendant. He doesn't have to disprove the government's charges or say anything about them. But voters have to make a decision before the trial. So he was asked quite directly about the central charge in this case. Did somebody provide a secret $1 million sum for use on his 2007 mayoral campaign? He challenged the premise of the question and insisted he was innocent.
The press has not the foggiest idea about these things. You haven't read the allegations, right? You don't know the truth of them. And I look forward to two results. One is the winning the election. And two is to having our opportunity to dismiss these charges.
I'll just quickly add, Dave, that I and other reporters have indeed read the indictment. Also in the debate, you'll hear the congressman defend his record, talk about his work on education, brain research. And at one point, he slipped in that he'd ridden on Air Force One to a presidential announcement, just to remind everybody of his status in Washington.
The best-known challenger is State Representative Dwight Evans. What's the gist of his pitch?
Evans has been around a long time. He's worked on school issues, public safety. He's worked closely with Republicans in the legislature at some points, all of this generating controversy at times. He was well known for bringing state grants to West Oak Lane and developing its commercial corridor. He said he'll use that experience and replicate those accomplishments.
All neighborhoods matter. That's what I've demonstrated. I've written a book called Making Ideas Matter. And I've taken my experience in the neighborhood I've been in and have transformed that particular neighborhood. There's no one on this panel who has transformed the neighborhood. There's no one on this panel who has written a book.
Yeah, so he's proud. Now, if you tune in at 8, you'll hear more. For example, what he has to say about a state audit that was very critical of the management of that community development group he sponsored.
Two additional candidates. Let's start with Dan Muroff. He's an attorney, community leader in Mount Airy, and former president of Ceasefire PA.
Right. He talked about his work on gun control, and when candidates were asked about increasing opportunities for ex-offenders, Muroff told a personal story about his older sister who'd had a substance abuse problem and because of that was burdened by a criminal record.
Every time she tried to right her life and get herself back on course, she found herself with this indelible mark of a criminal record. It was like a sign that said, "Do not hire me." See, I believe in second chances. I don't think that did her any good, my family any good, the community any good. She disappeared in the streets of Philadelphia 19 years ago. Never saw her again.
And Muroff said, we do need an overhaul of the justice system.
Dave, the district is nearly one-third suburban, with nearly all of Lower Merion included. And Brian Gordon is the only candidate from outside Philadelphia. What do we learn about him?
Yeah, Dave, that part of the district was added after the last census. Brian Gordon said people in the district want a problem solver, and he's somebody who's worked on a bipartisan basis as a commissioner in Lower Merion Township.
I was the lead drafter of Lower Merion's anti-discrimination ordinance and LGBTQ ordinance that protected members of our community, and it was passed unanimously by Republicans and Democrats.
There's more, Dave. You'll hear about what they think about the proposed soda tax in Philadelphia, and they'll share some thoughts about race and politics in this district, which is the only one in Pennsylvania represented by an African American.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.